Hello.
Can I help you?
Hi, my name is Oscar, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Ashley?
Are you a robot or are you a real person?
I'm a person, sir.
Okay. Well, this isn't Ashley's phone.
I'm sorry?
This is not Ashley's phone. Ashley is my wife.
Oh, I see. So, is there any way that you can help me out with the survey that I'm conducting right now?
Sure, why not?
Excellent. So, just to start with this, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Generally speaking, do you think that the things in Phoenix are going to in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
The Phoenix is heading in an absolutely horrible direction right now.
Understood. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt Rivers and north of South Mountain Park, west of the 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. I'm going to refer this to this area moving forward as Levine. Is that a definition clear, or do you need me to read the Levine area is again?
No, that's fine. We actually live there.
Understood. In what year were you born, sir?
83.
And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No. I'm a lot of things, but Asian and Hispanic is pretty much the only thing I'm not.
All right. Understood. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
I'm a mix. I consider myself pretty much most everything. I have European, I have black, I have Hebrew, I have everything in me.
All right, so what
Asian
do you
and Hispanic.
Yeah, and what do you consider yourself? How do you consider yourself on this list?
Usually I list other. Or like none of the above.
None of the above. Oh, okay. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, or good, or excellent?
It's good so far.
Understood. Next, I am going to read to you a list of the things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number is, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. So let's go ahead and start with more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
I mean, the whole housing market's screwed right now. So, I mean, that's pretty much 5 would be better for everything.
Got it. And what about more good paying jobs?
I mean, we came from the East Coast, where minimum wage was still $7.25, so I mean, pretty much everything is a good paying job to us here.
So do you consider it to be like a 5 or like a 3?
I mean, I'd say probably like a 4.
Understood. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses?
No, I think we just need to get the right businesses in here. So I think more would be worse. So I'm going to put it out as a 1.
Got it. What about more dining and entertainment options?
No, same thing. We have so many chains here. The chains need to go, and we need to get mom and pop stuff back in. People who actually care about the food rather than. So I'd put that as a 1.
Oh, I see. I understand. Now, what about more parks and recreational opportunities?
It'd be nice if we had an indoor dog park. So, I mean, something like that would be a 5.
Not it. And
but,
better public transportation options?
I honestly can't say. We don't take public transportation, so just put a 3 because I don't know.
I see. And what about better street and road maintenance?
It'd be nice if they finally paint the lines on the street next to us. So, I mean, that'd be a 5.
Understood. We are now in 40% of the completion of the service, so thank you very much for investing in time with me on the line. I'll try to, you know, make it a little bit faster so we can end up this. So let me ask you, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, or a student or a homemaker?
I'm full-time and I run a business on the side.
Understood. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employee office workers and other corporate professionals in living?
We have the wrong kind of businesses in Levine. We have too many chain stores and like chain restaurants that don't pay well enough and don't really care about the quality of employee or the product that they're putting out. So I would say, we need more of the kind of businesses that actually care about the community rather than, you know, 16 more McDonald's, you know.
Understood. So you said that it's going to be like too few, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean the amount of retail space that is here now is fine, but it's just occupied by, in my opinion, the wrong kind. So, I guess 2 or 3 or whatever that would be.
Understood. And let me ask you: would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I mean, yeah, that's. I'd say that's adequate. I'd say, if anything, there's just a little bit too many, but I'd say it's about right for the population.
Understood. Now, thinking about commercial development, I am going to read to you a list of a different kind of store and businesses. And for each of those, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. So let's go ahead and start with restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues. Would you like to see more of that in Levine?
No. I just like to see more of the right kind.
Got it. What about doctors' offices and hospitals?
I actually don't know where the nearest hospital is. So, I mean, more doctors and hospitals is always a good thing. If anything, I would say a hospital. So, yeah, we could use more.
All right. So somewhat yes or strongly yes?
Somewhat yes.
Got it. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
No, we're good. Plenty of those.
And dollar? Yeah. And what about dollar stores and discount chains?
We need less of those.
So it's going to be no?
Yeah, no.
Got it. And what about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
I'd say we need less of those. It depends on what you consider home goods. Like Michael's, we have a Michael's down here. I mean, that's good, but not Target.
All right, so you'll say that you don't want to see that in Levine no more. Or at least try to not get
with that.
Understood. All right, and in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Locally owned. That's the biggest thing, locally owned. Less actual chains.
And let's say about the ones that you wanted to see. I'm sorry, I wasn't able to catch that point.
No, that's fine. Locally owned, so like the people who actually live here should be the ones running the businesses rather than like Walmart and Target and, you know, all these huge corporations. Less of those, more of the smaller stores.
Oh, I see. And about those, like, locally owned businesses, what type of businesses as an example, like a little food restaurant or something like that?
Yeah, restaurants would be good. Like if we could get rid of, I mean, like I said, it's the amount of retail space is fine. It's just, I just wish there was more personal stuff and not stuff that's, you said my own words, so let me just phrase it this way. So if you've ever gone to like, say, a different country, mm-hmm. you know, like if you go to Spain,
mm-hmm.
All you see is like Starbucks, McDonald's, Wendy's. If you go to Tokyo, all you see is Starbucks, McDonald's, Wendy's. Like, no. Like, give us something that, someone who makes, like, a grandmother who makes, like, has been making food for her family her whole entire life, like, get the family together with, like, their recipes, and with their grandmother's recipes and open a restaurant using those recipes. That's what I want, rather than, like, you know, so,
like,
however you want to phrase that.
So pretty much it's going to be, like, more a luckily store instead of just getting, like, a franchise that is worldwide, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Got it. Give me just 1 second. I'm just taking notes as well for that. So let me just have a couple of seconds.
Sure. And less liquor and weed stores, too. That'd be nice. Less of those.
Understood. I'm taking notes here.
Sure.
All right. Now, let's move on to the next one. So let me ask you, how much of a problem is the availability of housing and living? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? And a slight problem, a moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem in living?
I'd say it's a moderate problem, mostly because, you know, the interest rate is up so high right now that people just can't afford to buy, and rent has gone so high. So it's a matter of the right people can't get in the right houses to actually make a difference. So I'd say it's a moderate problem.
Understood. And what about
so
how much of a problem? Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, so the availability is there, but it's not good availability. It's availability for to take advantage of the people rather than, you know, people to actually make a home.
Mm-hmm. I see. So very much there's like a lot of options, but the way that they're just trying to reach it, it's kind of complicated, very much.
Yeah.
Got it. So let's move on to the next one. How much of a problem is housing affordability in living? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home?
I mean, it's the same as anywhere else in Phoenix. It's not good. I mean, I'd say it's a pretty extreme problem just because, I mean, right now is the worst time to buy a house in recorded history. So, I mean, you know.
Okay.
It's literally my job to look at the economy and like the transportation network and stuff like that. So like, that's why I have so many thoughts on these things.
No, don't worry about it. It's nice to know about a little bit more about that. So thank you very much for sharing. So let's move on to the next one. We are around the 70% of the survey. Sorry. So we're just a few questions away from to finish this. So let me ask you, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of a different kinds of housing. And for each one, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. So let's go ahead and start with multifamily housing, like apartments or condominiums. Would you like to see more of that in Levine?
No.
What about housing options for seniors?
Like retirement homes? Yeah, that's fine.
Strongly yes or somewhat yes?
I'd say somewhat yes.
Got it. What about single family detached homes?
Yeah, that's the ideal. So yeah, strongly.
And what about townhouse or attached homes?
I don't know. I kind of slightly know.
Understood. So how long have you lived in Phoenix?
In Phoenix, 3 years.
Got it. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
We own our home.
Got it. Now, I am going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levin. So please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. So the first next one proposal about that is repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you oppose or favor about that?
So long as it's not like apartments, if it's like single family detached homes, then yeah, I'm all in favor of that.
Strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Let's go somewhat, because there's, with that answer, there's no nuance between like my answer and that one. So let's go somewhat.
Got it. What about repurpose or replacing, replace parking lots with new housing?
Somewhat, yeah. The same answer as the last one.
Understood. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouse, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
No.
Strongly opposed?
Strongly
opposed. Strongly opposed, okay.
Yes.
What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes?
I mean, this is coming from someone who's, I'm sort of biased in that. I don't like sharing walls with people. I'm a very private person. I've been robbed multiple times in my life. So I don't like those on principle, because I like more privacy. So I would say strongly opposed.
Understandable. Now about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. How do you feel about that?
I'd say strongly opposed, because I lived in Florida a while. Condos are just, they're not good. Condos are, yeah.
Understood. And what about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
I would say no, somewhat opposed. Not strongly, but somewhat.
Got it. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. So let me ask you, what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Well, that's, I'm sort of a weird case. Completed 11th grade.
All right,
I've been going to college since I was 8, so.
Oh, got it. Understood. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount or closer to that. So it's less than 25,000. I'm sorry.
You said total household?
Yeah, the income.
Oh, okay.
It's less than 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000, 50,000 to 25,000.
I'll just tell you, it's 153.
Okay, understood. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Yes, my name is Gordon.
All right. Then this concludes our survey today. Thank you very much for your participation, your time, and have a good rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.